It's a new location for the Dayton Hamvention in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the studios of the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, with this rain report. How many of you are counting the days to the 2017 Dayton Hamvention? Perhaps you're feeling a little sense of trepidation about its new home. Hopefully, you'll feel a little better in 20 minutes as we introduce you to the Greene County Fairground, Hamvention's new home in Xenia, Ohio. For some inside scoop, Rains Hapali, KC9RP, spoke with Brian Markland, N8UDQ, inside exhibits chair for Hamvention 2017.
Where is the new Hamvention relative to the old Hera Arena?
Greene County Fairgrounds is approximately 40 minutes from Hera Arena, and most of that can be traveled by highway. It is 20 miles east of Dayton, just outside Xenia, Ohio. Traveling there from Dayton is a little stop and go, because it's one of the last highways in the Dayton area to still have stoplights on it. So there will be a little bit of stop and go, but that's okay. You'll still be on the highway. And once you turn off the highway, it's three short intersections to the fairground. Our goal for 2017 is to turn the fairgrounds into an exposition center that it is capable of. It was built as a fairground, and the wisdom of our planning board saw in it the ability for the fairgrounds to function as a facility for Hamvention. I think they have capitalized on that very well. Hera Arena is still standing. I just drove by there a few days ago.
How would you compare the new Greene County Fairgrounds to the Hera Arena?
It's difficult to compare the two. Hera Arena's main advantage, in addition to the amount of square feet that they had under roof, was that all of those roofs of the individual buildings were connected as if it was one large building. One large, not necessarily easy to navigate building at times. The fairground differs in that it is individual buildings. There is a comparable amount of roof space in square footage terms, but when you break that up into individual buildings, it is a little bit less than what we expect, which is why we're bringing in two temporary structures for extra exhibit space. When you're laying out booths in these separate buildings, consideration has to be given to how the crowds are going to get into and out of the buildings, and that may be a shortcoming of some of the buildings that are there, although we are not utilizing all of the buildings for inside exhibits. Our first challenge was, and still is, the most challenging part of putting this show together, and that is creating a space inside of these otherwise blank buildings that both accentuates our vendors and their products, but is also inviting and entertaining for the guests that come to enjoy the show. It took us quite a while to sketch out exactly how we wanted the show to appear in these buildings while taking into consideration our vendors' needs, our guests' needs, and also health and safety issues with access to facilities, access to doors, and being able to move large quantities of people from one place to another. For example, the assembly building we will be using for forums. One, it's not suited to bringing exhibitors in there in a manner that our exhibitors expect. From a square footage standpoint, from getting crowds into and out of there, it is perfectly suited for being a forum space. Square footage wise, we're actually increasing the size of several of our forums, so there will be more seating, more availability for that. So there's balances here and there. The seating capacity of each side is approximately 400. Acoustically speaking, Forum 1 and Forum 2 are ideally suited for a forum environment. The rooms themselves were designed by the architect to house separate events, so there is sound isolation between the two rooms. There is also sound baffling built into the ceilings and the walls to help deaden some of the echo that you would normally get in a large space like that. The assembly hall floor is carpeted. And in forum room 3, there is tile floor. I can't comment on forum 4. Add to that the wonderful audiovisual crew that we've brought in. I believe it's going to be a very pleasing experience despite the crowd size. Forum 1 and 2 is going to be one of the first buildings as you come into the main gate. Forum 3 is going to be just beyond Forum 1 and 2 by about, say, 100 feet or so separation between the two. There'll be some food vendors between Forum 1 and 2 and Forum 3. Forum 4 is closer to the flea market area. That will be behind the grandstand of the flea market area. It is contained in a building that is called the Ohio State University Extension Office. Our vendor booths are of a static size for the new venue. All booths are 10 feet by 10 feet. For some vendors, that will be larger, and for other vendors, that will be of like size that they had at Hera Arena. An example would be for those vendors who were in the arena with the prize booth. All of those booths were 10 by 8, so those vendors that are coming from there will experience a little bit larger area than they would have otherwise had. Other vendors, those in the East Hall, the North Hall, and elsewhere, already had 10 by 10 booths and enjoyed the luxury of having a perfect square. The parking in Xenia is going to be a multi-prong approach. We've hired a traffic management company to consult with us and also the local leaders, law enforcement, and all of the other agencies involved in this to ensure that we can get people into and out of the show in a quick and efficient manner. We also have a very large number of on-site parking spaces. This is going to be attended parking. Some of those plans are still being finalized on how traffic patterns are going to work. There will not be a fee for parking. The attended parking is going to be volunteers from the Xenia High School Band Boosters who will be helping people park in an organized manner and make the most efficient use of the parking that we have available. They will receive training on how we expect to park. The band boosters already park for the Greene County Fair, so they are familiar with the property and how it works while the fair is in session, and I believe they also help with other events out there. The new flea market is going to be in multiple locations in the show. Primarily, it will be in the infield of the racetrack. It will also surround portions of the racetrack and extend west of portions of the racetrack. Those maps are available on our website that describe that in further detail. I envision the new flea market being a little bit of new and a little bit of familiar. It's going to be in a different place, but there's also going to be a lot of the vendors that you've come to expect at Dayton. They'll just be in a different place and in a different location.
You're listening to some of the skinny about the 2017 Dayton Hamvention, scheduled for May 19th, 20th, and 21st at the Greene County Fairground in Xenia, Ohio. Brian Markland, N8 UDQ, is inside exhibits chair for this monumental ham radio show. We'll conclude our conversation with Brian after I remind you that these rain reports can be transmitted over amateur radio via a Creative Commons license via therainreport.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Rain Report from www.therainreport.com.
The food concessions at Hera Arena were always a challenge gastronomically for many. What will we find for food at the fairground?
I'm happy to say that our food arrangements will be handled primarily by Greene County Fairground. However, Greene County Fairground themselves will not be providing the food. They will be bringing in food trucks of various types of foods. There will be a caterer on site as well with some more traditional food. The details of that, as far as names of food trucks, I can't discuss that. But I can say that we expect the food at Hamvention to be the best food at any show that I've been to in a long time. For example, if my memory serves me correctly, there is plans to have a pulled pork truck. There is plans to have someone there from the Cattlemen Association. So we're expecting to have a much higher quality of food than we ever had at Hera Arena.
Brian, you having grown up in the Xenia, Ohio area, you know weather can be a major challenge, especially if it's hot.
The Greene County Fairground has a number of shelters, and we will be also providing tented areas around the show for various activities, venues, and the like. The way the buildings are put together, there is a lot of natural airflow through that area. I've been out there during the fair when it's 95 degrees out, and it's not necessarily horrible. Now, with Mother Nature being the fickle person that she is, there is always the chance of foul weather rearing its ugly head. With the three large buildings that we've distributed major radio manufacturers in, and also Building 5, which is where Heil Audio is scheduled to be, all of those buildings have the ability for climate control. Now, that does not mean that they have air conditioning, but there is exhaust and ventilation to keep those buildings extremely comfortable. If you've been in the farming community at all, animals are really picky when it comes to temperature, especially show animals. Show animals have a tendency to be more picky than just your average field animals. They do a really good job of extracting the excess heat from these buildings, so much so that I like to go into Building 5 during the fair if it gets too hot outside, because even without air conditioning, it feels like it's air conditioned. It stays that cool and refreshing inside and has a kind of a natural breeze to it. And the same could be said about the three large buildings. There's 3 6-foot exhaust fans in each of the buildings that's capable of exchanging out the entire atmosphere of the building within a few minutes. I don't plan on turning those up too much because we also don't want gale force winds testing the engineering limits of our beautiful antennas and displays that'll be up.
What kind of focus will there be towards the younger set?
We have a very keen focus on getting the youth excited about amateur radio. We have a special youth committee, and they are working with the ARRL to create a program for the youth that come out to give them specific places to go and specific activities to participate in. We're also returning a staple to the show over the past couple of years. First Robotics and several of their teams have been coming out to Hamvention, and we look to continue that again this year with a robot arena scheduled to be between Building 2 and Building 3. We also plan on several other as yet unannounced events to occur throughout the show that are not just for the youth, but for the youth in all of us.
Along with the commercial vendors, what type of organizations will be there?
We plan on having clubs and organizations out there. A few examples of that would be some of our broadcasters. Plan on having the Rain Report there. Also plan on having W5KUB and his broadcasting crew, Armed Forces Radio, Mars, and Combined Mars. The Ohio Department of Health would like to come out there and raise awareness with amateur radio and working with the emergency management agencies, as well as some of the longtime clubs that have been coming. I would invite anyone who has an interest in being at Dayton to contact us. I may not always respond right away, but I do try to maintain personal contact with each of the vendors and each of the organizations that want to be at Hamvention. And I am a huge advocate for any organization that promotes amateur radio as a hobby, because without promoting amateur radio, we wouldn't be here. The easiest way to get a hold of myself is through exhibits@hamvention.org. We have other committees involved here, so if you have questions for any of the committees, I'd suggest that you visit hamvention.org. Each committee page has their contact information to get a hold of them.
So where do we go to learn more?
If you're a vendor, whether it's inside exhibits or whether it is in our flea market, you can go to hamvention.org and go to the vendor tab and select either inside exhibits or flea market. And we have details on how to get signed up.
And that concludes our first look at the new and hopefully improved Dayton Hamvention, scheduled for May 19th, 20th, and 21st at the Greene County Fairground in Xenia, Ohio. Rain's founder and producer, Hap Holly, KC9RP, Skyped with this year's Inside Exhibits Chair, Brian Markland, NHUDQ. The Rain Report will be in booth 6603. More specifics about the whereabouts of our booth in coming weeks. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2017 Rain. All rights are reserved. Now for you who are making plans to make the sojourn to the Hamvention in May, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, bidding you very 73 from The Rain Report. Available from therainreport.com, from Twitter @TheRainReport, and via iTunes. Keep on hamming!